Brachos Yerushalmi corresponding to Brachos Bavli, Daf Mem Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Ches, and we base at the Mishnah. Hayu yoshvim kol echad ve'echad mevarach la'atzmai, hefevu echad mevarach la'kulam. If people were sitting, everyone blesses for himself. If they reclined, one blesses for everyone. Bar lahen yayin b'secha mozoin, kol echad mevarach la'atzmai, l'acha mozoin, echad mevarach la'kulam. If wine was brought during the meal, everyone blesses for himself. After the meal, one person blesses for everyone. That same person blesses on the incense, even though it's brought after the meal, means after Birchas HaMazon. The Gemara says, "B'shuvah Levi Omer," if you say "B'shuvah Kain Hu Masnisin Ba'Ochin Habalabayis B'Seich Beisoy Lai." The Gemara says, "From B'shuvah Ben Levi," he says, "I swear that our Mishnah, which allows one to bless for everyone only if they reclined, discusses guests, but a Balabayis and his household, no." Tani Uvichia Afila Balabais Pasech Baisai. Uvichia says in the Baisa, even a Balabais in his own home, if they're sitting, everyone blesses for himself. Tani Seida Su'uda Ochin Nechnosim Vayoshim Al Safsalim Vala Ketedrios Achikulam Niskansim Heviu Lahen Yain Kolecha Dechon Mavach La'atzmai. The Baisa says the order of a meal is guests enter and sit on benches and soft chairs until everyone enters. They bring wine and everyone blesses for himself. Heviu Lahen Leyadayim Kolecha Dechad Noitel Yodi Achas. They bring water and everyone washes one hand with which he's going to hold his cup. They bring parperis and everyone makes a blessing for himself. They ascended and reclined on beds. They bring wine. Even though he blessed on the first cup, he must bless on the second. One blesses for everyone. They bring water for washing hands. Even though everyone already washed one hand, they wash both hands for bread. After the bread, they bring parperis, and one blesses for everyone. A guest may not enter after three parperis, means lest the host be ashamed that he lacks what to serve him. Taman taninan, suka shiva ketsad, gomer melechol, lo yateh sukosei, avamoyud hu esakelim, minamincha ulamala, bishokroit yom tefa achroin. There's a Mishnah that says Sukkah applies for 7 days. How is this? If he finishes eating on day 7, he may not dismantle his Sukkah. Rather, he takes his kelim, his utensils, down. People normally made Sukkahs on their roofs. And from Mincha and onwards, he does this due to honor of the last day of Yom Tov. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana, Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, b'shem Rav, sach adam lifsol sukkosei mivoy jim. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana said that if one is going to eat in his Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, he has to disqualify his sukkah during the day, lest it look like he's adding to the mitzvah. So Rabbi Shimon Levi Omar Tzach LeKadosh B'Sech Beisai. Rabbi Shimon Levi says that he must say Kiddush in his house. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha B'Shem Shmu, Kiddush B'Bayis Zeh V'Nimlech Le'Echol B'Bayis Acher Tzach LeKadosh. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Shmu, said that if one said Kiddush in his house and changed his mind and decided to eat in another house, he must recite Kiddush again there. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chinna B'Shem Rabbi Shitei Yehoshua B'Shem Rav Mi she sukasei yariva olav mekalish leili yom tov achroin b'sech beisai v'oyle v'aricha b'sech sukasei. Rav Acha quoting Rav Chinna, quoting Rav Yosheya, quoting Rav, said that one who likes his sukkah and wants to eat there on Shmini Atzeres in the night, he says kiddush in his house and ascends and eats in his sukkah, and he need not repeat kiddush. Amar avun v'lei pligin ma damar Rav k'shulei haya b'day telecha v'bayis acher ma adam ashmul k'shaya b'day telecha v'bayis acher. Rabbi Avon said, they don't argue. Rav discusses when he did not intend to eat in another house when he said Kiddush, and Shmuel discusses when he did intend to eat in another house. Rabbi Amar Mana, Asya, the Shmuel, Rabbi Chiya, or Rabbi Hoshea, Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Rabbi Mana says that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Chiya, and Rabbi Hoshea holds like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Rabbi Ami, Zosemeres, Shenechlokim, Beperis. Rabbi Ami infers that just like they argue about whether or not intent to eat elsewhere helps for Kiddush, they also argue about Peiros, whether or not one can bless here with intent to eat elsewhere. Shalom is ben Zoma, Mipneima, Bar Lahem Yain B'Sech HaMozoin, Kol Echad Ve'Echad Mevarach La'atzmai. They ask ben Zoma the question, why, when wine comes to them during the meal, everyone blesses himself? Amar Lahem Mipnei She'ein Bayis Beis Habliya Ponoi. Ben Zoma answered, the galut is not empty during the meal. If one would bless for everyone, perhaps someone would answer while swallowing and he would choke. Amar Rav Mana, Hada Amar, Ahein da atish goy michla asa lemeima yes. Begain sakanta de nafsha. But Mana infers that one who sneezes during the meal, it's forbidden for Allah to say to him yes, means he should be cured, due to the danger of choking. Va'ayme ala mugma. Now the Mishnah said that the same person blessed on the incense. Ma bein mugma u bein yain, what's the difference between incense and wine? Mugma kula marichim yain echad utayim. The answer is everyone smells incense immediately, but and if everyone blesses for himself, some will benefit before they bless. Wine, one tastes it. Others will not be able to benefit before they bless. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, mugma kiven shehele ashan sach levarich. Rabbi Zeira says, quoting Rabbi Yirmiyah, that incense, once the cloud or smoke rises, he must bless even though he didn't yet smell it. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar mivduk Rabbi Zeira amalei hezer o'ayma al shemen arev, amalei asher nasan reich shtoiv v'shemen arev. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to test Rabbi Zeira. He asked, what do we bless on fragrant oil that absorbs scent and spices? And Rabbi Zeira answered, Asher Nasan Reach Tov Bashemen Arev, the one that, blessing Hashem, that he gave a good smell to sweet wine, sweet oil. And then we have a gift that adds the words, Ketzem Evochim Al Chalfedima. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked, what do we bless on Shiboleth Nered, which is one of them, is the ingredients in the Ketores, it grows in capsules like flax. Rabbi Zeira gave an answer, he makes a bracha, Hashem, blessing Hashem, who put a good smell in besamim sticks. Yitzchak bar Abba bar Machsia, who have Chananel, Haben Yasrin, Chadama, Boch Shenosan Reach Toiv, Ba'atzi besamim, Vachonama Boch Shenosan Reach Toiv, Ba'atzi ba'aretz. A second answer is, we find that Yitzchak bar Abba bar Machsia and Rav Chananel were sitting. One said, a bracha, Boch, who gave a good smell to besamim sticks, and the other one said, Boch, that gave a good smell to the grasses of the ground. Meisiv man da'ama ba'esiv ha'aretz leman da'ama ba'atzei v'samim v'chi eitzim heim. The one who said ba'esiv ha'aretz asked the one who said atzei v'samim, is it wood? Amalei ba'aksiv v'atit manem v'pishtei ha'etz v'chi eitzim heim. And he said back, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshua base in Pasuk Vav that Rachav hid his spies v'pishtei ha'etz in the flax wood. Well, is it wood? Rather, since it grows in capsules, it's called wood. The same thing applies to Shibboleth Ned. Salkin lebeis Rav v'shimoin bar Chuna b'shem Rav asher nosan v'yachtoiv v'adzei b'samim. They went to Rav's yeshiva and heard Rav Chuna say in the name of Rav, the correct bracha is asher nosan v'yachtoiv v'adzei b'samim. Geneva omar shemen lezoma ein sach levarech. Geneva said that oil, which is to remove filth, even if it's scented, one does not need to make a bracha. Amav Yudan v'afilu kavei l'seich yodei. Yudan says this is even if he puts much and gathers it in his hand. Rabbi Chalbei Rav Huna b'shem Rav ha'maravetz elintes seich beisoi einu seich levarech. Rabbi Chalbei quoting Rav Huna, quoting Rav, says the one who sprinkles elintes, which is wine scented through a balsamon, in his house to prevent dust from rising, he does not need to bless. Amav Chista al kulam hu'oime asher nosan reach toiv v'adzei b'samim barmin ahein moschin d'yema asher nosan reach toiv. Rista said, on all fragrances and incenses, he says, Hashem gave a reich toiv, gave a good smell to the besamim sticks, except for musk, it's from the sweat of a certain animal, on which he says, the bracha, who gave a good smell to different types of spices.